At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I think a lot of us have been there. You move in with somebody, and after you move in, all hell breaks loose. Something happens. You're like, what? What just happened? Was not expecting that.
You learn a lot of new things, that's for sure.
You do what now?
617-655-1234. Producer Dan and his girlfriend Kaylee, who we love, have signed a lease. They're moving in together. This will be the first time that Kaylee's lived with somebody.
Yeah, August 1st, moving in together. She's never lived with a partner, and I have in the past, but I've had my own place for 3 years where no one has been in my space. And it's a tiny two-bedroom. It's only like it's 750 feet-wise, maybe, 700, 750 feet.
So we want to put Kaylee's mind at ease by you sharing your horror stories of how things go wrong when you move in together.
I love you guys so much.
Kim is from Acton. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened with your husband and you?
Okay, my husband is British, and his parents used to bring him a cup of tea while he was in bed to get him out of bed in the morning, and he expected me to continue that. Mm. And I said, no, you get your own cup of tea.
Mm. You're not in Jolly Old anymore, mate.
Here's water, nope. Here's stove. Wish you luck.
Yes.
A nice cuppa.
Could you imagine the first time he gets up? And he's like, "What? Why are you still in bed? Where's my tea?"
Just the concept of a man who thinks that which his mother did, his wife should do.
What could go wrong there? Thank you, Kim. Shannon's from Easton. Good morning, Shannon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So you guys have moved in together, and what is he doing?
So this is actually my cousin. This was not me. She'll probably kill me for telling you this, but when she moved in with her boyfriend, he did not own a vacuum. And he used to take his contacts out and just flick them on the floor because he had a cleaning service that would come in once a week and just vacuum them up. So the first thing she bought after she moved in was a vacuum.
Yeah, I dated a guy who did his toenails like that on the rug. And I was like, what are you doing? We didn't have a house cleaner. He said, well, you're going to vacuum later, aren't you?
In between getting your tea, dear. Yes, of course I will. Yeah.
I don't do either of those things, so I'm 2 for 2 so far.
Hey!
Feeling good about this.
What's your cousin's name? I'm kidding.
Just stepping on eye gunk at 7 a.m.
Thank you, Shannon. Let's see. Kellerin, is that you?
Yes.
Kellerin's from Boston, and you moved in with a D1 basketball player. So this guy is an athlete for sure.
Yes.
And used to being babied, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did he do? And you were like, oh my God, what is happening?
He would measure out my food, and I'm talking like on a food scale, put it in meal prep containers, and would not let me go for seconds or have snacks. It was a giant fight every day because I was so hungry.
Were you the D1 athlete too?
No, I was at one point, but at that point I was not.
Girl.
That's super controlling.
So, did you sneak out and go get food on your own?
Oh, absolutely.
I dated one of those too. I get it. I used to sneak to the Taco Bell.
Yeah, would he like check the trash for Chipotle wrappers?
Yes.
Breaking?
Yes, Dan.
Oh, I would get rid of the evidence way before.
Is that Taco Bell cheese in your car? No.
Like Ben Stiller in the movie Heavyweights doing pat downs.
Kind of.
All right. Thanks, Kellerin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 617-655-1234. How are you feeling after hearing those, Dan?
I feel good. Those are all wild. I don't do any of that. I'm just going to hang out.
I'm not going to throw my toenails on the floor. I'm not going to throw my contacts on the floor. And I'm going to let you eat Taco Bell 24/7.
Yeah, I'll never measure your food. I don't care.
And you'll be gone before she needs tea in the morning, so you got that one fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.